can we talk about Case Keenum for just a second?
Sure.
Because I'm sure you got the same thing I got on Twitter. A bunch of people talking to you about what you said. Case Keenum's never gonna amount to anything. Blah blah blah. I don't know if you were getting that, but I got a lot.
I got some of it, but I just ignored it yesterday because, frankly, I had. Most people misrepresent what I always said all along. I thought his ceiling was Ryan Fitzpatrick, which isn't a bad ceiling, but obviously he's become a lot better than that. But okay, but a lot of people I think seem to think I said he could never play in the league and crap like that, which I never said. He could be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't want him as a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's not for me. And I'll be honest, even after what we saw yesterday, I haven't changed my mind on that. Ask yourself this. Whatever fan you're a team of, would you want your team to sign Case Keenum to a 5-year deal tomorrow or this offseason? And if the answer is yes, I feel like you don't really watch these games. And I don't know how many times. And listen, I'm happy for Case Keenum. By all accounts, he's a great guy. I mean, you could tell he's having fun playing football. I don't have anything personal against Case Keenum. I'm happy for him. But this guy, and even Jong was saying this, and Jong's a UH guy. How many throws yesterday did it look like he threw off his back foot and probably should have been intercepted? And it just worked out magically. And
that is the one thing that scares me a little bit going into Philadelphia, because the Saints weren't able to get pressure on him in the first half and he had a big game. The Eagles are going to get pressure on
him. No doubt.
And that's when he tends to, and he did this in Houston where he would force throws and he got away with it. Yesterday got away with it 2 or 3 times with balls that could have been picked. That's one thing that concerns me a little bit going into Philadelphia.
And again, this is not me saying Case Keenum's trash. And Case Keenum's, he's worked his way to where, you know what? He deserves to be a starter in the NFL because there are not 32 better quarterbacks in the league. But I just don't want him quarterbacking my team. That's all I'm saying. And I don't. And somebody this offseason, it might be the Vikings, it might be somebody else. Somebody's going to pay him to be a starting quarterback.
And well, especially if they win the Super Bowl, they got no choice but to pay that guy.
No choice. But do you want to do that?
If I win the Super Bowl, I'll feel like, okay.
You know what I do if I win the Super Bowl? And the Vikings have this luxury. The Vikings, let's say they win the Super Bowl. They can franchise him.
Yeah.
And if he turns into a pumpkin next year, they can move on.
It's 1 year. It's all it's cost you.
If any other team, they don't have that franchise tag option.
Right.
Some other team is going to give him a starting quarterback's contract. And I just don't want to be the GM that bets my job on Case Keenum. And it's not, again, it's not me hating on the guy. I'm happy for him. I thought yesterday I couldn't have been happier for him. I thought it was such a great finish. It was just an awesome thing to see. I just don't want him to be the quarterback of my team. And
I guess part of it is he's developed into a hell of a lot better player than I thought he could. There's no question.
Me too.
But is that
enough?
Yeah. Well, if I'm the Vikings, he seems to be a pretty good fit.
He's a good fit now.
Yeah.
What about when Pat Shurmur is head coach of the New York Giants?
Yeah.
Then is he a good fit?
That'll be interesting to see.
And, imagine if that happens. Imagine Pat Shurmur gets that head coaching job. And the Vikings decide not to franchise Case Keenum.
And you have to.
And then Pat Shurmur signs him to the Giants.
And chases off Eli.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'll be a fun offseason story.
Oh, my. Wouldn't it be crazy? And I don't know. I'm not trying to make. And I know around here, Case Keenum's a sensitive topic. And I'm not trying to be a contrarian. This is what my take has always been. When Case Keenum couldn't put up a yard, and even now when he is doing well, I still just think long term his success, the type of success he's having now, does not seem sustainable to me. And I don't want to pay that guy to be my franchise quarterback because I don't think it'll work.
Well, I just wonder about him staying healthy. This is the first time he's basically been able to make it through a full season when he's had to play this much. And
maybe because he's built like Jong.
And he's 30 years old. And that's about to be 30 years old.
And someone's going to give him a 5-year deal. Would you want it if let's say Deshaun Watson didn't exist, the Texans were still throwing Tom Savage out there. Would you want the Texans to sign Case Keenum to a 5-year deal?
No.
No way.
Well, because I don't know that Bill O'Brien could get out of him what
I know what he
the Vikings are getting out of him because, well, we've seen his act with him.